assessing him this morning and knocked to his ankle. One thing with him, it isn't a muscle tear or anything like that. It's just it's a kick and knock. So hopefully that settles down and he's available for Saturday. And hopefully the other, one or two of the other lads who picked up niggles at the weekend are settling down and ready for the weekend as well. But we saw the other night that players came in and into the team, did a good job, as they did against QPR as well. And that's what you want, players that are on the verges of the team, that when they do get chances, they come in and take that opportunity. I think that was the case last Saturday, definitely, and again the other night.
Your goalkeeping situation, Lindegaard's picked up a bit of a shoulder problem that you mentioned. You played Maxwell the other night. It was a very, very assured night for him, wasn't it?
It was. I thought he was very composed, very good with his feet, came for crosses, talked and communicated with the back three, back five, and ultimately as well was barking orders out around the rest of the pitch. So we knew what we were going to get with somebody who's on the verges of the Welsh national squad, who's played 200 games for Fleetwood. We knew we were going to get a decent keeper, and he's trained well. He works well with Alan Kelly, with Anders and Matt Hudson, and I had no, obviously, hesitation in putting him in, and I'll have no hesitation playing him at the weekend if that's to be the case.
Players have signed new contracts for you, Simon. How pleased are they that Paul Huntington and Daniel Johnson are staying longer term?
Look, please, because when you've got players going into the last years of the contract, then you want to keep the nucleus of the squad together. And I think when you look at DJ, Young, got a lot going for him in the future. He's been very good since he's been here. We think we've got a real good player still on our hands who will get improved. Attacking midfield players with an eye for a goal are very important. So I'm pleased with DJ. Hunt has never let you down as well, being very consistent. Expecting probably a couple more to sign over the next 3 or 4 days in negotiations with one or two others. So we did say all along that with Joe's money, it will help us along the way to secure better contracts for the players into the last year of the contracts. Hopefully, as I said, others will sign, and hopefully new ones coming in as well.
How's the right-back search coming on, Simon? Is it getting frustrating?
Yes and no. We'd like to have things done so far a little bit quicker, but I think when you look at how the results have gone the last few games, that the team hasn't sort of not needed a right back because of the system that we've played. It's not to say that we don't need one. Somebody can play in that position. Peter and Miss Demings have got the list of players both in that position and other positions on the desk, and hopefully we're trying to conclude one or two very soon.